Rolling News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is vowing vengeance on those responsible for Thursday's deadly attacks outside the Kabul airport that killed at least 13 American military personnel and dozens of civilians who had gathered there in hopes of fleeing the Taliban-controlled country. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks in a report on its news agency Telegram channel hours after suicide bombers had struck two locations near the Appy Gate at the airport and outside a nearby hotel. A regional offshoot of Islamic State known as ISIS-K has been blamed for the attacks. Biden said he had ordered commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K's assets, leadership, and facilities, saying, the president's words now, we will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, and the moment of our choosing. Critics had blamed President Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. Antonio Guterres told a meeting of the UN Security Council conditions must be created for the start of an inclusive national political dialogue to address the underlying causes of the conflict and ensure Ethiopian voices direct the pathway to peace. Guterres said the UN is ready to work with the African Union and other key partners to support such a dialogue. In June, the Ethiopian government announced an immediate and unilateral humanitarian ceasefire after nearly 8 months of fighting with Tigrayan forces. By remote, this is VOA News.